Time for the news on this 25th day of January for 2019. Well, personnel matters were on the agenda for the Plymouth City Council as the council worked on the schedule for interviewing candidates for the city manager position. Even as they approved contracts for interim city manager and city attorney, the council approved a contract modification for interim city manager Nancy Lima, increasing her pay to $8,667 per month to reflect her increased duties. Her contract extends through March, by which time the city expects to hire a permanent city manager. The first rounds of interviews for that position are expected next month. The council also approved the appointment of Frank Splendorino as interim city attorney. Splendorino replaces Kate Cook, who had been with the city for 7 years. In other business, the council voted to formally abandon the city's water treatment plant and water wells as a backup water supply. The system has gone unused since the city switched its water supply to the Amador Water Agency's system, and state health officials have raised objections to the continued existence of this system.
Well, CAL FIRE and local Calaveras units rolled to a small vegetation fire around 3 yesterday afternoon off Rainbow Road near Old Greek Mine Road near Mountain Ranch. Now, the fire stopped quickly at 1 acre in size. No structures threatened. Crews remained on scene mopping up for about an hour. The cause, not yet determined, and is under investigation.
After what's being called an extensive and thorough investigation, CAL FIRE has determined that the deadly Tubbs fire was the result of a private electrical system and not PG&E. In a report released Thursday, state investigators determined that the fire was caused by a private electrical system adjacent to a residential structure. The report revealed the property was about 3 miles north of Calistoga. The Associated Press is reporting that PG&E stated in a January 2nd court filing that it believed a handyman performing unlicensed electrical work started the fire. PG&E noted that it had no responsibility to maintain or inspect the private system. CAL FIRE also noted that investigators did not identify any violations of state law or public resource codes related to the cause of the fire. In a statement released by PG&E yesterday, the company noted that despite this finding, it still, quote, faces extensive litigation, significant potential liabilities, and a deteriorating financial situation. The Tubbs fire claimed 22 lives and destroyed more than 5,600 structures over more than 57 square miles in Sonoma and Napa counties.
Well, the Calaveras Tree Mortality Program has been in operation for a year now, actively removing dead and dying trees that pose a hazard to county roads. Now, during that time, 6 projects have resulted in the removal of over 1,000 trees. There are 3 active projects, resulting in the removal of over 1,500 more. Now, the county's Tree Mortality Program, or the Tree Mortality Program Manager, urges property owners to return right of entry forms that they have received. There's no guarantee the program will continue to offer this free service after this year. Now, if you have questions about the program and how it works, visit the county's tree mortality webpage, treemortality.calaverasgov.us. Now, winter weather is causing many dead trees to break up and fall on and off county roads. Hazardous trees are a public safety issue. Property owners who return the right of entry form and participate in the county's program receive free tree removal and cleanup and minimize their potential liability. Now, for county residents who have dead trees that threaten their home, the County Fire Safe Council has a grant program that will fund a portion of the cost for removing those trees. Now, the application form is posted on the council's website at CalaverasFireSafeCouncil.org. Applications are being accepted, but any project must be completed by the end of February when the grant program will end.
And early Wednesday morning, Amador Fire Protection District crews were called out to a reported structure fire. At about 1:30, AFPD responded to a report of a structure fire in the area of Spring Drive and Pioneer. Engine 5111 was the first on scene and reported heavy smoke and flames seen through the structure. Now, crews were successful at extinguishing the fire without any extension to surrounding properties. At the time of the fire, the house was unoccupied. The incident is still under investigation.
And Rose is a popular choice for local home landscapes and gardens. And if you have questions about which ones to choose, propagation techniques, and how to successfully care for these colorful ornamentals, plan on attending the Master Gardener of Amador County class, Raising Roses in the Foothills, tomorrow. The Master Gardeners will present detailed info about the most popular types of roses, which can be grown in a landscape or garden setting here in Amador County. Best practices for maintenance of your roses throughout the year, including planting, irrigating, fertilizing, and pruning, will be covered, as well as managing common rose diseases and plant pests. The class will also feature an update on the Heritage Rose Garden, a Master Gardener project in progress at the Amador Community Garden. The class is free, open to the public at the GSA building on Airport Road from 9 to noon. For questions, call the Master Gardener's office, but unfortunately, they are only open through Thursday. So for this event, again, they're only open Thursday, but the event is tomorrow, Saturday, the 26th.
Well, the cost of forever stamps is set to go up this coming Sunday. The Postal Service announced that the cost of stamps will jump from 50 to 55 cents. Now, forever stamps can be used any time, regardless of price increases, so consumers have until, well, actually, tomorrow. I don't think a post office is open on Sunday, but Postal Service blames these rate hikes on lost revenue, saying it lost nearly $4 billion in 2018. Again, from 50 to 55 cents. You're heading to the post office for me today, JD, okay? Get two rolls of them, so. All right, so that's going to wrap.
Take them all.
There you go. That's going to wrap up a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.